Well, there you have it, folks, the player and the coach of the year in the sport of golf. And we're now joined by the coach of the year from Farmington High School, Coach Brad Downs. Coach Downs, congratulations on being named coach of the year.
Wow, thank you very much. I'm excited and humbled and would like to thank everyone that voted for me.
A big honor being named coach of the year, especially since you're voted on by other area coaches. It's your competitors that elected you as the best of the best.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can get some respect from your other coaches, that's definitely flattering. And I know we have some great coaches around our area. Some guys do a great job and put in a lot of time and effort. And I'm excited to be named coach of the year.
Let's talk about your team now. Unfortunately, you did not have any dream teamers this year, but you had a number of talented players, and I think being named coach of the year is almost a testament to how talented your team is as a whole. You didn't have that one guy that really sticks out from the rest and carries the team. You had a whole team of talented players.
Yeah, we're young. We were young this year. We didn't have a senior in our varsity lineup this year, and we were fortunate enough to grab the conference championship and finished second as a team in the district. Had some good tournaments and some good outcomes, but when it came down to it, we just weren't quite where we wanted to be when it came to the postseason. And looking forward to next year, as I said, we had no seniors this year, and we had a couple of freshmen that broke our lineup this year, so we're real excited for next year.
Who are some of those players that really impressed you this season?
Well, Dylan Wiles, a junior, was kind of the leader of the team. He had the most varsity experience. Obviously, Frankie Eaton really stepped up. Frankie was a state qualifier this year. He got out of the sectional. Two freshmen that really came on a little bit faster than we anticipated with Jonah Burgess and Alden Clue. Both did a great job for us as well. Clayton Bach was our other junior in the lineup, and he had a couple of years experience as well. So pretty excited. You know, we had all five guys, all district, which doesn't happen very often. So looking again, like I said, we're really looking forward to the future.
How did the weather impact you guys this year? Because I know in a lot of cases, it seemed like almost throughout what was quote unquote the spring, we had a pseudo second winter, I guess you could say. How did that affect your team's game at all?
I think it definitely did. We as coaches, we were kind of talking as we got into our postseason, and we all kind of felt like we were behind score-wise where we should have been, just because we weren't able to get outside as much, get as many rounds in, practice rounds in, as we have in the past. We're fortunate here at Farmington. Our booster club has purchased us a golf simulator that we use, and we have a room in our new field house that we are able to get some things done inside. So we're pretty fortunate to have that available for us. I'm sure it definitely helped last year, because we used it a lot last year with sleet and snow and ice like we got late. But, you know, again, we're pretty fortunate to have that.
This is your second year with that simulator, correct?
Yes, sir.
And how big of a difference has it made over those 2 years?
Well, I use it a lot to try to get kids. I don't think our kids actually know what distances they hit clubs all the time, so we use it. It has a little feature that we can do that. Gives the kids an idea of what their tendencies are, whether they're missing left, missing right. It shows them their ball flight, you know, just all kinds of information. The kids it has a closest to the pin contest and long drive contest and things like that that the kids, you know, like to do. And it gets them in there and gets them hitting balls, which definitely helps us when it comes around time for the season.
And I imagine the future is bright for Farmington Golf. You mentioned earlier you have no seniors.
That's correct. And we, like I said earlier, we had two freshmen that were in our top five this year. I think we have a good group of incoming freshmen next year. And obviously we have some senior leadership next year with three of those guys coming back that all have a couple years of varsity experience now. So, yeah, next year and on into the future, I feel really good about where we're at.
Coach Brad Downs of the Farmington Knights named the Coach of the Year in the sport of golf for the Dream Team of 2018. Coach, thanks a lot for your time, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. We appreciate everything you do, and I'd like to thank all the other coaches for giving me the vote. Thank you.
That is head coach Brad Downs joining us, named coach of the year for the Farmington Knights. Coming up after this, we'll talk some snubs and then head into the sport of softball after that.